So it's no surprise that getting back together with your ex can be hard. You know, there's all sorts of things going on. You know, their emotions, your emotions, rebounds, people discouraging you, all of your friends that mean well telling you things like, you know, there's other fish in the sea. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be, all that sort of stuff. What exactly is the hardest part about getting back together? That's what we're going to be talking about, because if you can get this right, a lot of the things are going to fall into place on their own. If you get it wrong, however, well, you're probably not going to be in for a very good outcome in all of this. Hey there, it's Clay with modernlove.life. And again, I've been doing this since 2009. I've been helping people, you know, with breakups and saving their relationships since 2009. And I've seen all sorts of stories. There have been a few common things I've noticed, though, when it comes to people who have actually successfully gotten back together with their partner. And you really want to work on this element, because even though it's the hardest part of the process, if you get it right, a lot of things are just going to snap right into place on their own. And the hardest part is not the logistical things that so many people think that it might be. You know, rebound relationships, oh my goodness, they're moving in together, oh my goodness, they're getting engaged, oh my goodness, their parents don't like me and they're spreading bad vibes about me, or all sorts of stuff like that. They won't talk to me, they won't text me back, they're angry at me or whatever. But the biggest challenge that you are going to face is believing in yourself and keeping your way of being aligned with what you want. Because it's easy to feel good about things. It's easy to believe that this is possible when you're getting good feedback from your external environment. You know, they're telling you, hey, I miss you. Hey, let's get together this weekend, all that sort of stuff. It's easy to feel good about stuff like that. You know, you don't need someone like me to give you a pep talk when they're like, yeah, I just want to, you know, rip your clothes off or something like that. But if you're going through a tough period, if you're going through a valley of despair, so to speak, where you're not getting a lot of results in this whole process, it's easy to doubt yourself, and it's easy to let those voices come in that say, hey, this is stupid, I'm looking needy, I'm looking desperate, I should just move on. People say, you know, once a breakup has happened, it's over, you should just give up hope, and all that sort of stuff. It's easy to let those voices come in. But one thing I can tell you is if you do let those voices come in, you're probably not going to make it. You're probably not going to make it, because you will have challenges in this process. I've never once seen someone who just had an easy glide through to get back together with their ex. In the people that I've worked with closely, many of them have had challenges. Many of them have had ups and downs along the way. They've had times when it all felt hopeless. They have had times when it seemed like everything was falling apart, where their ex was pulling back and all of that. But somehow they were able to pull it through and make it work. How did they do it? Clearly, it wasn't by just looking at what their ex was doing and saying like, hey, look, I'm getting lots of positive feedback here. I'm going to keep the hope alive. No, they had to have a belief in themselves that they could do this. They had to have a belief in themselves that this relationship was worth going to bat for. They had to have belief in themselves that this is what they needed to do, that it was more important for them to see where this went than what some rando on the internet in the comment section somewhere said about them and like, oh yeah, you should just give up or something. They had to have this iron, diamond, whatever, indestructible material resolve, pull through these doubts and these limiting beliefs, and to just hold on to the belief that what they wanted was accessible to them. And if they just had this belief in what they wanted, and if they just kept showing up as someone who is worthy of love, as someone who is aligned with what they wanted, then it would come to them in some way. Because when you have these challenges, when you have these obstacles along the way, you're going to feel this urge to call it quits. And it's fine if you just want to quit. It's fine. I'm not twisting your arm and saying, hey, you got to get back together. Maybe it makes sense for some of y'all. Maybe it doesn't make sense for some of y'all. But you have to, if this is for you, then you have to have a belief in your heart that's bigger than what the external environment is telling you, whether that's your ex, whether that is your friends and family in your life, whether that is what randos on the internet are telling you and all that sort of stuff. You have to believe in yourself more than you believe in any of that external stuff. And oftentimes, a lot of this is going to trigger what we call your BS machine. By the way, if you like this video, please make sure you hit the thumbs up button for this video. It helps us out with YouTube. And also, please make sure you subscribe to this channel if you're not subscribed already, making sure you hit that bell icon next to the subscribe button to make sure that you get notified next time we publish new videos or do a live stream in the future. I'd love to be able to chat with you in the live stream comments, but you're not necessarily going to know if I'm going live unless you subscribe and hit that bell icon. Anyway, the BS machine. There's going to be things that happen. And yeah, it can be discouraging to have friends and family, you know, sandbag you and all that sort of stuff. But oftentimes your worst enemy is going to be your own limiting beliefs. You know, when you want to have a relationship with someone and they don't text you back or something like that happens, it's easy for your own limiting beliefs to try and fill in that blank and make meaning of it. Oh, they didn't text me back because I'm not worthy of love, because, you know, something that happened when I was a kid. Or they don't text me back because, you know, men are always this way or women are always that way. Or, you know, I need to overanalyze the last interaction. Oh, well, maybe I was too needy or too clingy or too eager or too whatever, or not enough this or too much that. And it's so easy to fall victim to this BS machine because it's so quick to come up with these BS reasons for why things aren't looking the way that that you want them to look. And what I want you to do is I want you to believe in your heart more about what's right for you and what you want, more than that voice in your head that says all the reasons that you're wrong, all the reasons that you're not good enough, all the reasons that this isn't going to work, all the reasons that this is, you know, not worth doing or whatever. Again, it's fine if you just consciously make the choice, hey, you know, I don't want to be in this relationship. This isn't right for me. That's okay. But if you want it and your limiting beliefs are holding you back, you need to get a handle on that, okay? And if that is something that you want some help with, we do have a course called Emotional Freedom that really helps you to gain emotional freedom from your limiting beliefs and to really develop a strong, resolute belief within yourself. You can go ahead and find that over at modernlove.life/EF. E is in emotional, F is in freedom. You can go ahead and find the link for that right down below in the description for this video. But you really want to make sure you get this all handled. It's going to be a tough ride. I just want you to know that right off the bat. It's going to be a tough ride. And so I want you to do a little bit of soul searching and say, is this the right relationship for me to go through this journey? Is it worth it? It's fine if it's not, but I want you to know what you're getting yourself into before you get too far down this road and get frustrated and blame me or blame someone else or whatever. Like, the last thing I want you to do is become bitter and cynical or anything. So know what you're getting into, and if it is what you want to do, awesome, great. Make sure you work on getting that iron resolve, diamond resolve, steel resolve, titanium resolve, indestructible material resolve, I don't know, unobtainium resolve, adamantium resolve, I don't know. Leave a comment down below what sort of resolve you might need in order to be unswayable. Also, please leave a comment down below, what is the hardest part for you about getting back together with your ex? Anyway, with that being said, thanks so much for watching. Please take care, and I'll talk to you next time.